go to feed the shore. But baby, you can count on much with every touch, so out of touch I root for you, love. When you realize it's clear only the changing survive. You know the game's yours to lose, but truth away cannot confuse. I root for you, love. To see you in the blue someday.
Sam, Polly, we got Pam. Tell me now, do we got fam? One by one, everyone moving on. Welcome in, everybody, to a new show on WDRT. My name is Andrew. I am with you for the first time in the capacity of host of a new show that we are calling The Friendly Show. It's me and a friend of mine. My friend today is my good buddy, Neil Olson. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me.
Bringing fresh air energy right off the bat, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I'm trying to get as breathy as I can.
Yeah, really luff it up.
Yeah.
So, this is a new show that I'm doing specifically because my normal show, you might, those of you listening might know me from Juice and Snack Wednesdays on WDRT. And I like doing that show, but I really like just playing music on that show. And I thought it would be fun to do a different type of show where there was some music, but there was also a lot of talking. And so that's the goal here, is to be a little bit more conversational, a little bit more expansive with my thoughts on music and my thoughts on life. Also have somebody with me so I'm not just talking into the void, which I'm already doing a bad job.
Yeah, it's nice to have a break.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll throw to you when I need something, basically.
Sure. Thank you so much.
The first thing I wanted to talk to you about, when I started Juice and Snack like 4 years ago, we had a little bit of a back and forth about what to call it.
Indeed.
And you're a marketing professional.
Sure.
I mean, if there's anybody that I was going to go to locally to ask for thoughts on what to call anything,
yep,
it would be you.
Yep.
And we had a real brainstorming session about that show, and my memory of it is that none of your suggestions were any good.
That's probably fair. Sorry, breathy again.
No, it's very good. It's evocative.
Yeah, it was pithy.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You were kind of going. You were going broad, I would say. Like your pitches were real, not totally crass, but a little crude.
As you were saying, the Juice and Snack Show, I was thinking the after-school special.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
That's all I hear in my mind.
Right.
When I hear
that's what it's supposed to be evocative of.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's doing its job. So this one's called The Friendly Show, and I didn't consult you on this one.
Nope.
Based on how the first one went, I was like, I'm just going to shoot from the hip here. But if you have any notes on that.
Sometimes you take the pitch in-house versus talking to the agency.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to trust your gut. I'm learning to trust my gut. This is a big part of me in my 40s, honestly.
Yep.
Is if people out there could see me right now, I'm wearing a tie-dyed hoodie.
You look extremely relaxed.
Something that I would never have done until a few years ago. So that's, you know, my 40s has been about trusting my instincts. My instincts are that it would be fun to wear a tie-dyed hoodie and call this show The Friendly Show. But if you have notes on that, or if you have a pitch for a different name, this is your opportunity. Do it live on the air. Not to put you totally on the spot, but at the same time, you are very much. I mean, that's the purpose of the show.
No, I really
like
it.
It's a hot seat situation. It's a hot seat situation.
No, I think you nailed it.
Yeah, okay, great.
I like The Friendly Show.
Yeah.
It rings a little bit of The Best Show.
Mm-hmm, yes. It's in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I think the idea is that I want the show to be enjoyable to listen to and not too demanding, but at the same time, not fluffy, right? And so trying to find that sweet spot of like, We're genuinely friends. This is not a put on for the radio. And by the end of the hour, you know, we'll find that the real core of our, you know, we'll find that.
Yeah, we'll find some common ground.
Yeah, and really unlock something, I think. So,
Well, it's a nice break out of your siloed music taste as well. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's very fair. And a great segue, actually, into what I wanted to talk about, which is so part of the gimmick of the show, or whatever the conceit, is that I asked the person who's doing the show with me to bring some music that they like. So we started off with a song that you brought in, Neil, called I Root by Michael Now. Mm-hmm. Michael Naw? What do you think?
I'm going to go Now.
Now. It feels right. But Michael Naw is kind of fun. And that I enjoyed that. That's not an artist that I'm familiar with. Do you have a lot of familiarity with that artist?
Yeah. Cotton Jones, another band.
Sure.
Generally, I really enjoy the kind of like ethereal nature of what he does. It's a little folksy, but it's also like a little, feels like sundown across the field, a little ghostly.
It was a good mood to start the show.
Indeed.
I think.
And like,
a little
nice
ruminative.
Yeah, nice for spring.
Yes, it fits the season. It's yeah, we've got a little bit of some storms on the horizon out there. That's cool.
And I just in terms of what I picked, super quick, I maybe invented what you wanted in terms of music, but I just skimmed entirely across the top of what my like top plays the last couple weeks have been.
No, that's exactly what I want.
Rather than trying to make something rad.
Yeah, no.
So this is
right. Not
like
not,
if I'd gone one more song, it would have been like Billy Ocean Dad Rock. One more song was Billy Ocean Dad Rock.
So that's a little extra reveal for people.
Yeah,
like
indeed.
You're showing a little leg with that one. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's exactly what I wanted because I don't view it as like I'm not trying to, you know, throw all fastballs with my stuff either. It's just the stuff that I have been listening to
100%.
A lot. So my first song there was the new song from Jack White. I played it on Juice and Snack as well. It's G.O.D. and the Broken Ribs, and I think it's very good. It feels like a little bit of a throwback for him to where he was maybe 10, 15 years ago, right post White Stripes. So I'm excited about that. I assume there's a new album on the way because this is like the first single from that. So yeah, we're going to play a little bit of music. We're going to talk a little bit. I don't have much planned. This is going to be pretty unstructured, and I hope that you enjoy that. I am soliciting feedback. There are lots of ways to get in touch with the radio station here. I don't think we're set up to take phone calls yet, Neil.
That would be great.
It would be. And I think that's where we should go in the future. You know what? Let's figure it out on air. If you want to call the station and talk to us, we'll figure out how to do that. I'm brave enough to commit to doing that live on the air. You have to be respectful, obviously, and you have to say nice things about our musical tastes.
Also, if you have our respective phone numbers, just go ahead and give a shout.
You could just text us your feedback directly to us.
It'd be wonderful.
And if it actually, well, that would be preferable if it's negative, right? Because then it would, like, I'm used to getting those texts.
I would love an element of screening.
Yeah, it would be nice to just kind of get a sense of, like, what the mood is out there.
Yep.
Yeah, just kind of check in with folks. Yeah. Okay, well, I feel like this is a pretty good first segment as far as these things go. You know, getting our feet, new show. It's called The Friendly Show. My name's Andrew. I'm here with my friend Neil. And we're going to listen to some more music now. This is a tune, Rakata from Arca. And this is another one of yours, Neil, and an album you were telling me before we started that you really, really like.
Yeah, this is Friends and Neighbors.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Like the show?
The show name now.
All right, it's a good pitch. Not a bet. Yeah, okay. We're taking notes. All right, so we're going to jump into this one now, and we will be back in a little bit here on The Friendly Show.
Yo, hija,
You're listening to WDRT. It's the Friendly Show. I'm playing the wrong song. We're going to switch that. There we go. It's been a while since I've done an in-studio show. I pre-record my Wednesday show, and so I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, that's you're allowed to talk.
Yeah, you do. You do pre-record it.
I do. And I don't, like when you pre-record at home, I talk in small segments and then plug it in. There's no on the fly.
Yeah.
So my on the fly muscles are atrophied. So we've got the Pledge Drive coming up next week. So that'll help because that'll be in studio. I'll be live for that next Wednesday from 3 to 4. So check that out. All of you out there, Pledge Drive right around the corner. Get your wallets ready. That's a big part of what we do here.
And work out those atrophied wallets.
Yeah, the wallets and the ability to adjust the volume of music on the fly. It's harder than it looks. It's harder than all these levers. We were talking while the music was playing about how when you were a man without a child, you liked to watch the moodiest movies that you could get your hands on.
Yeah.
And now that you have a child and have no time to watch movies, you regret not enjoying
comedy.
Yeah. And just being more frivolous with that time.
Yeah.
Right?
It's okay to laugh.
Yeah.
You don't have to dig into the Criterion Collection every single night. Doesn't make any smarter.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you cool.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think that's a great, I really put that as like the tagline for this show.
Yeah.
I mean, which, by the way, you have pitched some names.
Palin Around.
Yeah.
Was one I was playing with.
And then are you thinking like with Andrew or just Palin Around?
Yeah, I do like a handwritten script, Palin Around, Palin with an apostrophe, not Paling.
Right.
No, of course not. And then under that, it's with Andrew.
Yeah.
Which would be nice.
I like that. And then it would be my pal for the week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could just refer to the person as pal.
Yeah.
Maybe not even use their name.
Oh, well, it's sort of more of an anonymous situation.
Yeah.
That could be good for such a small town.
Indeed.
Because we're on the radio in a very small town.
Yep.
And so everybody listening probably knows, well, certainly they know you. I don't know if they know me.
Yeah.
But
we'll save some trigger warnings.
if it was more like, you know, just two pals, then you could kind of, you know, anybody could be pals.
Right. Then you could number the show, so it's pal one.
You're pal one.
Pal two.
Yeah.
Pal three.
Right.
Going on.
That imputes a little bit of a ranking, which I'm uncomfortable with.
That's true. Because you would have had to choose them.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like you grabbed a guy in the street.
No, but I could.
Yeah.
And that would also be an interesting show.
Indeed.
And something to think about for the future. Because eventually, presumably, I'll run out of friends.
Yeah, I mean, you're at 3-4 weeks at this point, probably in terms of content?
I think probably mid-June, it's going to get real sparse on the ground.
Yeah.
It's going to be
a rough summer.
Maybe standing at the intersection down the street with a sign. Have you ever thought about being famous? This is your chance. Come to the station with me for an hour. And if you can pre-select 15 minutes of music, that would help things go more smoothly. Yeah, it's a new show, as I said at the top. I'm calling it The Friendly Show. Neil's pitching ideas for different names that it could be, and I appreciate that. We're not 100% sure on the format yet. I'm going to have a different friend of mine on every 2 weeks. That's the other thing I should say. This show is not a weekly show. This is every other week we're doing this show. So that's also confusing, which I'm sure will hamper its success right out of the gate. I think in some ways I would like it to be unsuccessful. Like I would like it. It feels good to think about that nobody's listening, right?
Sure.
Like if you think right now.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody's just kind of like, this isn't for me. And they're turning the radios. There's some freedom in that.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's what we're hoping for, really. I mean, a little bit. I don't know if other people at the station are on board with that. For me.
Sure.
I want my Wednesday show to be very successful. This show, it's like, it might feel better if nobody wanted to hear it.
Yeah, palling around plus one, two to four.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. And then you just start looooping back. Pal 1, V2. You know, then you're back again.
I'm thinking about getting a henchman style t-shirt at this point that says
right,
Pal 1.
Right. And we were just listening to Angine de Poitrine, the Quebecois band that wears masks. So we could just bite that style.
Yeah, now we're going. Yeah.
Show up in a full, like, art rock mask outfit.
Yep.
And just do that for the talking with like a vocoder.
Uh-huh. I love when bands put the mask on.
It's really something.
It's really hard to take the mask off.
Mm-hmm.
Like Krungbin.
Yeah.
They got the wigs.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this recently. How many wigs do they take on tour? Or are they just working the same wig night after night? And does the wig get cleaned?
Yeah. Right. So there's two options here. One is they're traveling with a truckload of wigs.
Yeah, they got a ton of wigs.
And you're getting a fresh wig every night. Two is there's a wig launderer.
Yep.
Those are your two options, right? Either there's
hockey
like
teams have a sharpening guy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And a jersey guy. They got a kit guy who's going to wash all. You're not wearing the same jersey.
Nope.
In game four. So, yeah, it's something to think about. And I, you know.
Wig-wise.
Yeah. I mean, and with these guys in this band that we just listened to, even more so because it's like a full mask.
So, yeah,
like, there's respiration happening. Like you're funking that mask up.
Yeah, the humidity inside that upside down so pyramidal situation is going to be real.
While you're rocking on the drums for a 2 hour show.
Yeah.
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 Well, if anybody out there gets a chance to see any of these bands that dress up for their shows live, can you get at us about what they do with when things are dirty? I have to imagine it's just copies. They've got like 17 of the same.
More paper mache headdresses.
Got it. It's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah. Especially with the paper mache, because you're not getting that clean.
That's breaking down.
Yeah, it's going to start getting real soggy. All right. You suggested one thing, which was we talk about our first live shows that we saw. And I don't have a good story for that. So I'm a little hesitant, but I hope that you do have a good story.
I don't know how good it is.
Okay. Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be good.
When people ask questions, maybe they're like leading into a story they want to tell.
That's what I was suspecting.
Yeah, you were hoping there was a ripping
slash
story.
Hoping, yeah.
My first show was, I think, Atmosphere when I was, I think, in seventh grade in Minneapolis, which was cool to go to a hip-hop show.
Yeah.
As a very young man.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the head bobbing, like have a sore neck the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the beneficiary of having two older brothers that were big music heads. So I was taken to shows and like got those opportunities opened up. So spent a lot of time at First Ave growing up in Minneapolis area. But yeah, that was for show.
Okay. Was it like an all ages show? I mean, or you just
Yeah, it was an early show. I'm pretty sure there was probably a like later show, so it was like 5:30.
Right.
Which is the strangest thing to go to an all ages show at First Ave and be like in line and it is hot and sunny. And then you go into like a cavern for a performance at 6:20 or whatever.
Yeah. I am sure that I went to some shows when I was young, like with my parents, that I don't really remember that well.
Yeah.
But as far as like, I mean, and this is, I'm not really trying to like show off or whatever, but I know that when I was in college, I went to Asheville to see the Black Keys at the Grey Eagle. And was like, it was right after they'd been on Conan for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just starting to hit and there was nobody at the show. I was leaning on the stage for the entire show. It was sparsely attended.
That's great.
So that's the one I remember the most. I'm sure there were other ones that are not as good of a story, but I'm going to pretend like that's the first one because it makes a better story, which is my right as the host of the show. All right. We're getting the hang of things here. It's the Friendly Show. My name's Andrew. I'm joined by my friend Neil. We are going to listen to some more music. Oh, let's talk quickly about the music that we heard. You played a song called Ricotta from Arca.
Yeah.
It's got some weird album art. I'll start there. But what can you tell me about that music?
So that's a new one for me that really hit and has kind of stuck as really good working music. Being an illustrator, graphic design, that sort of stuff. I need something I can kind of ignore that also creates like a soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
And the like dark, kind of like cavernous reggaeton thing is really fun. But I was introduced to it on a bus in Guatemala by our mutual friend Nick.
Oh, nice.
And he put me on it. And so I had one earbud, AirPod in.
Yeah.
And he had the other one.
Oh.
And it was like the sun was setting, mountains, tiny towns.
Yeah.
So that that record felt pretty good. So now that's one of those that's kind of sticking for me as like a, even if the artist doesn't stick around for me, that record will stick around.
Yeah. There's a specific thing that happens when you're traveling like that, right? If you hear something that's very memorable and really ties to you emotionally while you're seeing something that's also really making an impact, that music is kind of etched. And then it becomes that sense memory thing. Absolutely. Every time you listen to it, you're right back on that bus.
Yep.
For good or worse.
Yep.
Watching that sunset.
Indeed.
And so it becomes very meaningful in that way. I've definitely had that same thing happen to me. And I've tried to induce it, right? Like I have stockpiled new music with the knowledge that I'm going to be traveling, thinking about if I listen to this for the first time when I'm wherever, then it'll be tied to that.
An experience. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it has worked and also it has failed.
Indeed.
So it really, it's you have to kind of commit really hard to an album.
Yeah.
You can't kind of spread it around.
Yeah.
So you have to know in advance that you're going all in. And if it's not, in the second event, it turned out that the album that I had picked was not good enough.
Yeah.
And so it didn't stick. And so I kind of jumped around more. So it didn't work. I already mentioned my song from that last little set was Angine de Poitrine from their new album, just called Volume 2. And I think they're hitting pretty big right now. I think a lot of people that are listening are probably aware of them. But if you're not, check them out. They've got a good live at KEXP out there. Let's jump back into some music. Neil, I'm going to lead off with one of mine here that I've been listening to a lot recently. This is Gwennifer Raymond. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's The Friendly Show on WDRT. My name is Andrew. Thank you all for being with me. It's a new show. We're starting it for the first time here tonight, and we're excited to get it off the ground. I'm joined by my friend Neil. He's here with us, and we're just talking. The conceit of the show is there's some music, there's some talking, and we're in the talking part now. So it's incumbent on you to now say something.
Yeah, now we're just palling around.
It's catching on. I did have one thing I thought to talk about. Well, two things, and I wanted to start with the easier part of it, which is we've known each other for a long time. I think we met in maybe 2017, something like that. I don't remember the first time we met. Do you remember the first time we met?
Nope.
No. Okay. Cool. All right. There you go. That's that segment. All right, so then my other question, I do have one serious question.
Yeah, no, I remember butterflies, rainbows.
There was a harp?
Yes, there was a harp.
Somebody had brought a harp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take it back. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of classic male friendship stuff.
Yep.
Can I ask you one serious question?
Please.
I was thinking about, you know, I don't want to like turn this into an interview show generally, but there's one thing, I was trying to think, like, what's one thing I would like to know? And, you know, I've mostly known you as a person who did not have a child, and now you have a wonderful, almost 3-year-old.
Yep.
And I was curious, from your perspective, what's the thing that you learned about yourself after having a kid that you just kind of can't believe about who you are? Like, what did it reveal to you?
Yeah, well, not to go too hard, but... I think you don't realize how wildly selfish you are until there's something more important to put first. To put first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun and games, and it puts purpose in perspective.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Right, yeah, I would say, like, putting the positive spin on that.
No,
like
I mean,
there's the part of, like, realizing who you were, but the flip side of that is, like, realizing who you can be, right?
Correct.
Like, the potential that you have in yourself to be something that you maybe didn't expect you could.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, right?
Yeah, like, and having something come into your life that's a true sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think hobbies can be a sense of purpose. You know, any number of things can be a perceived sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But to have something to work for and someone to care for, mm-hmm. and a family to care for is pretty significant. And it, you know, like in terms of, like, personally, like, I think it has been cool to try to do good in that scenario,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. All right. That's my new segment. One very serious question out of nowhere. that's what we're going to call that. The out of left field, serious moment. I appreciate that answer, Neil. I think it's something that I wonder about myself as a person who does not have children, you know, like what that would reveal about myself. And, you know, then there's like a, you know, I think there's a little bit of a grief process of getting to the point that I am in life and realizing that it's not an answer I might not receive, you know?
Sure.
So it's interesting to hear from your perspective, just, you know, what it has revealed to you. So I appreciate your candor on that. Speaking of the music that we played, we heard Bonfire of the Billionaires by Gwennifer Raymond, and then Pacific Theme from Broken Social Scene. Do you have anything on that song, Neil, that you want to share?
Springy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Vibey.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like the Santa Cruz sort of coast.
Yeah.
But one plug in terms of parenthood.
Perfect. Yes.
Is the band and man Casper Baby Pants, which is a song I had picked out. That,
yeah, we'll play a little bit of it. Here.
Yeah, give me a little bit.
I got you.
Casper
you
Baby
vamp.
Pants.
You vamp.
former, I think, lead singer of President of the United States of America, who gave us Lump and Peaches, among other tracks. Just the best kids music. Folksy, wonderful, really good songwriting. And
a lot of songs is what I'm learning.
A million songs. And frankly, it was at the top of my recently played list because my son loves it.
What was the name of the song you sent me? I'm looking right now. Pretty Crabby.
Yeah, Pretty Crabby.
Right. See if I can. There it is. Okay.
Here Not we go. Necessarily about crabs.
here we go.
More about the mood.
I thought we were going to play it. My producer said we were going to play it. There we go.
Oh, so cute. Oh, so grumpy. Sea is smooth and shell is bumpy. I feel good, but you feel funky.
Hey, hey, Pretty Crabby.
How could something so darn cute try to pinch me through my boot? Scooting around in your birthday suit.
Go, go, Pretty Crabby.
Hidey-ho, bad so batty. Lighty-die, mad so matty. Hidey-ho, sad so saddy. Oh, oh, oh. Pretty Crabby. Hold you close, don't move an inch. Open my hand and you might pinch. If you do, I'll need a stitch.
Whoa, whoa, Pretty Crabby.
See your mouth spit out a bubble. Makes me want to run on the double. I don't want crustacean trouble.
No, no, Pretty Crabby.
Hidey-ho, bad so batty. Lighty-die, mad so matty. Hidey-ho, sad so saddy. Oh, oh, oh. Pretty Crabby.
Play it, little Crabby.
Okay.
Oh, so cute. Oh, so grumpy. Sea is smooth and shell is bumpy. I feel good, but you feel funky.
Hey, hey, Pretty Crabby.
How could something so darn cute try to pinch me through my boot? Scooting around in your birthday suit.
Go, go, Pretty Crabby.
Hold you close, don't move an inch.
Zip.
Open my hand and you might pinch. If you do, I'll need a stitch.
Whoa, whoa, Pretty Crabby.
See your mouth spit out a bubble. Makes me want to run on the double. I don't want crustacean trouble.
No, no, Pretty Crabby.
Hidey-ho, bad so batty. Lighty-die, mad so matty. Hidey-ho, sad so saddy. Oh, oh, oh.
All right, this has been The Friendly Show. First episode, first show, whatever you want to say. I'm doing it every other Monday, so... the next one will be in 2 weeks. I guess that'll be Monday, the 11th of May. So check back then. It'll be me and a different friend. And we'll see how long that lasts. We think probably mid-June before I run out of people that I know.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the good news is if you like Neil's appearance, so you don't have to wait long until he comes back. Well, let's play a few songs to get out of here. I'm going to play one that I've been listening to a lot. It's called Magic Mountain by Hollow Ship. I know nothing about the band. I do think they maybe wear masks. I think it's another cartoon band. It's a very good song. And then your song is Petit Sekou, or Sekou, from Bembaya Jazz National, which is one of the great Afro-rock bands of the 1970s. And so we'll end on that, and we will segue out until the blues show that starts at the top of the hour. It's been a maiden voyage here, and I appreciate everybody taking that voyage with me. So until 2 weeks from now... I'm Andrew, and this has been Neil, and we appreciate you joining us. Thanks very much for everybody for listening.
Thanks, Andrew.